It has long been taken as a given that in the 1980s, President Václav Klaus, then employed at the Czechoslovak National Bank, was monitored by the STB, Communist Czechoslovakia's secret police. But until now, concrete evidence was lacking. Not anymore. On Wednesday, a Czech newspaper, Mladá fronta Dnes, revealed that it had uncovered microfiche dating back to the 1980s, confirming that Mr. Klaus had indeed been watched. Before it was uncovered, the file, four sheets of fiche containing 200 pages of details, lay in an anonymous envelope forgotten in the archives. Now, we know that the STB operation on President Klaus bore the innocuous-sounding name of Gluck, or Boy, and that Mr. Klaus had six informers who reported on his affairs. Over a period of 2 years, the STB bugged and searched his office, tapped his family phone, and read his mail. Critical were economic lectures Mr. Klaus had organized, which an initial STB informer had said addressed people with, quote, non-Marxist views and right-wing leanings. A little earlier, I spoke to political analyst Bohumil Doležal about the case.
I have to say that the news isn't surprising. The fact that Mr. Klaus was watched has long been well known, although I may be influenced by the fact that in those days I was in contact with him and knew about the police. It was a topic that came up again after 1989. What the document does show is that Mr. Klaus wasn't a loyal communist bureaucrat, the way those in some dissident circles have tried to label him. That simply isn't true. The activities Mr. Klaus organized were, in their way, just as objectionable to the regime as those organized by dissidents, including the Charter 77 movement.
According to Bohumil Doležal, organizing economic lectures with leanings to the West was not without risk at the time, although by the mid-1980s the mood of overhanging danger had lessened considerably.
Activities of this kind generally weren't criminalized at that time. They banned you from doing what you were doing, or moved you to another post, or threw you out of work. But generally, you wouldn't be sent to prison. The meetings weren't illegal, and Mr. Klaus wasn't alone. There were others like Miloš Zeman, who were similarly active in independent circles. Mr. Klaus has also pointed out that by the time he was being watched, perestroika was already underway in Russia, so there wasn't even that much of a threat here. The STB were basically toothless by then.
Mr. Klaus himself has told Mladá fronta Dnes that he always assumed he was being watched, although he did not know when or by whom. In any case, he told the Daily he never really paid the situation much mind. It could not have been a comfortable realization, but as Bohumil Doležal and others point out, all kinds of people were spied on then, and many just got used to it. The president himself has indicated it was necessary to ignore the many possibilities in order to simply get on with one's life.